Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
In the most recent of the Candidate Forum Series forums at the Soldotna Public Library, State House District 7 opponents Justin Ruffridge, the incumbent, and challenger Ron Gillum answered questions regarding their positions on an array of topics ranging from state finance and education funding to state energy production and more. On state finance, Ruffridge cited his role in creating a balanced budget compared to Gillum, who voted against a balanced budget when he was the District 7 representative.
One of the things that I think we need to prioritize is a fiscal plan. One of the things I wanted to highlight was my opponent, when given the chance to vote on a budget in 2022, actually voted and wanted to vote for concurrence on a budget that was not balanced, which is directly in opposition to our party planks.
Gillum said finance was not his strongest area or biggest legislative priority, and he preferred to rely on the expertise of those around him.
Finance, unfortunately, is not my top priority, and that's why I put people around me that are more involved in that. When I was in Juneau, Ben Carpenter was there, and we worked a lot together. So having people around you will help you out. And like I said, that is not my thing, the finances. So I have to work and depend on others that know more about that.
Stay up to date with the full Candidate Forum series by following the forum schedule at RadioKenai.com and visit the website to find out where you can re-listen or re-watch the most recent Ruffridge-Gillum forum. A vehicle accident in Anchor Point has claimed the life of an Inilchik woman. According to the Department of Public Safety dispatch on the accident, the Alaska State Troopers were notified of a single vehicle rollover near mile 157 of the Sterling Highway in Anchor Point on Wednesday, October 16th, around 6:15 a.m. Troopers and other first responders were dispatched to the scene. A preliminary investigation revealed that 67-year-old Inilchik resident Cheryl Komahuk was driving a Jeep southbound when she lost control on the icy roadway and rolled the vehicle into the ditch. An Alaska 511 alert shortly after the time of the accident indicated that the Sterling Highway was partially closed southbound due to the accident and that conditions were icy in the area. Komahuk was the sole occupant of the Jeep and was declared deceased at the scene. Tabitha Blades has been named the 2025 Assistant Principal of the Year by the Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals. She's also recognized as the 2025 Alaska Region 3 Assistant Principal of the Year. The Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals Principal of the Year program annually recognizes outstanding middle level and high school assistant principals who have successfully provided high quality learning opportunities for students. AASSP President Rick Dormer said Tabitha is a strong, effective leader who positively connects with the students at Soldotna High School. She has passionately worked for a healthy and safe student body in her multiple years of working at SOHI. This is a well-deserved recognition for Ms. Blades and the community of Soldotna. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland also celebrated Blades' award.
We're really proud that Tabitha was recognized as the Assistant Principal of the Year for the state of Alaska. I think she does exemplify everything that we want in that position. She works hard, she works late, she cares about the kids, the staff, and the job that she does. So Tabitha has made a great connection with some of our most at-risk kids. When I talk to staff, they can't be more appreciative of what she does to maintain a good learning environment at Soldotna High School, which is paramount. If you send your kid to a school, you want a good, safe environment for your kids.
Blades was recognized as the 2025 Alaska Assistant Principal of the Year during the 58th Annual Principals Conference in Anchorage. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.